USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The body of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Luke, has been found in a canyon north of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown made the announcement.
I am relieved to report that we have recovered Mackenzie Luke from Logan Canyon. I spoke with Mackenzie's family this morning. We hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
Last Friday, police arrested 31-year-old Ayuli Ajayi in connection with Luke's death, and at the time, he was expected to be charged with aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and the desecration of a body. He's currently being held without bail. The Dow Jones Industrial finished the week with a nearly 44-point loss after the government reported that 224,000 jobs were added last month, much better than expected. Although that snapped a four-day winning streak, the Dow ended the day well off its lows. Earlier, it had fallen 233 points. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An unlicensed Nebraska midwife was arrested after the baby girl she was attempting to deliver died following complications. Angela Hawk, who advertises her midwife services through the company Nebraska Birth Keeper, was booked into the Douglas County Jail on a charge of homicide child abuse. Hawk was assisting Emily No in a home birth when the baby was found to be in a breached position, according to the Oklahoma Police Department. When medics arrived, they found the mother in a bathroom with the baby partially delivered, still in the breached position. The baby was eventually delivered by a paramedic en route to the hospital. Doctors at the University of Nebraska Medical Center told police that the baby, named Vera, had been deprived of oxygen for more than 10 minutes, causing severe, life-threatening swelling in her brain. She died at the hospital the next day. No and her husband paid Hawk between $3,000 and $4,000 for her services. According to police, the state health department said Hawk does not have a medical license or certification in the state to practice as a midwife. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A controversial Democratic lawmaker continues to criticize the U.S. Border Patrol, this time accusing its top officials of lying. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been lying about when it found out about an offensive Facebook group involving some of its personnel. The New York Democrat citing on Twitter saying CBP leadership was alerted to questionable postings in that secret group made up of current and former Border Patrol employees. After racist and sexist images posted to the group recently surfaced, CBP officials said they were just learning of it and would be investigating. But the Politico story says the now former Border Patrol Chief Mark Morgan was alerted to the questionable posts back in 2016. And Ocasio-Cortez says it looks like CBP's been lying, and that, she says, is a very big deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Petersburg, Virginia, a man stabbed several people at a blood plasma donation center before he was taken into custody. The stabbings took place inside the Octa Pharma Plasma Center, about 20 miles south of Richmond. Unknown victims were wounded by a cutting instrument, according to Petersburg Police Chief Kenneth Miller. He also said that the victims are stable, without elaborating. Authorities have not identified the suspect. He is being questioned at this time, according to the police. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.